Hello, this is Siege Wiseman coming to you from SF Women's Therapy and Couples Counseling. Welcome to Back to Earth, a meditation to help you connect with your inner nature by tuning in to the natural world around you. What do I mean by inner nature? I mean that pure, instinctive, untaught part of you that is moved by your senses and is touched by your wonder. That part of you that knows, yes, that's right, because your heart and body tell you, not because you read it in a book. As humans, we forget that we are animals too. Our highly evolved cognitive abilities sometimes get in the way of us listening to our raw, untamed intelligence. How often do you allow yourself to simply follow your nose, to let the wind move you, or track the sun's daily arc from east to west as it makes its way across the sky? The journey I'm about to take you on is an opportunity to remember your own essential nature. You'll use your five senses, your intuition, and wonder to investigate your relationship with the environment around you. If you can practice this meditation in a vast wild landscape, that is great, but it's certainly not necessary. A local park near your home or office will work just as well. You can even do this in your own backyard. Pause this meditation right now until you arrive at the landscape you'd like to explore. And press play when you're ready to begin. Okay, let's get started. Wherever you stand right now, begin by feeling your feet firmly planted on the ground. You may even want to take off your shoes and socks so you can let your feet touch the earth. Feel the texture of the ground below you. Maybe you feel layers of decomposing leaves and dirt, maybe soft particles of sand between your toes, or dewy grass. Take a few moments to really make contact with the earth, as if you're sending roots down through your feet and becoming one with the land. Now, take a few long, deep inhales and exhales, drinking in the air all around you. What happens when you fill your lungs with this delicious oxygen? Maybe you feel more energized, open and connected to yourself and your surroundings. Take another minute or two just delighting in the element of air. How does it hit your nostrils and touch your skin? Does it smell fresh and vegetal or thick and musty? Is it damp and cool or dry and warm? Is the air still or does it slightly tickle your neck and arm hairs? Notice if the air makes you shiver or want to take off another layer of your clothes. Now look up. Find the sun in the sky above you, even if it's covered by clouds. Tune in right now to what the sun has to tell you about what time it is and how you are currently oriented to the four directions. Is the sun still rising from the east, bringing morning light? Is it blazing high above in the midday hour? Or is it starting its descent towards the west? See if you can track the arc's sun across the sky and guess what hour it is without even looking at a clock. Knowing that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, can you tell which direction you're facing right now? Take your best guess and turn to face and greet each direction, saying hello to the north, south, east, and west. Observe how the sun's rays touch and shape the landscape in each direction. Are the light and shadows soft and dappled, or sharp and bright? What does your own shadow look like? Now that you are oriented, feel the mood of this place. How does it speak to you? Sense how your body wants to move through this space. Do you want to tread gently and slowly, taking in every detail? Do you want to skip with free-spirited exuberance? Or do you want to walk on all fours like an animal hunting its prey? See if you can put your rational mind aside and really follow your instincts. Let yourself interact with the landscape in whatever way feels most authentic for you. As you explore, notice the flora and fauna in this particular ecosystem. What are the plants like here? Are you dwarfed by tall trees? If so, how big are their leaves? What is their shape, color, and texture? What do they tell you about what season it is and the last time it rained? What about bushes, grasses, and flowers? How many varieties can you detect here? Now check out how the animals interact with these plants. Are there signs of woodpeckers in the tree trunks? Or a parade of ants transporting leaf particles back to their colony? Can you hear squirrels and chipmunks scurrying about and gnawing on pine cones? Or buzzing bees drawing pollen from gorgeous pink flowers? Take a moment to really take in the local plants and animals around you. Notice what really draws you. What do you find most alluring in this natural landscape? Is there a particular tree, plant, or flower that calls to you? An animal or insect that captures your attention? Or even an unusual rock formation that begs to be climbed? Move towards this phenomenon and take a closer look. Take a few moments to really connect, commune, and interact with this aspect of nature. Observe as many details as possible and see what most intrigues you. What does this object evoke in you? Does it have a story to tell? or a special message just for you? Does this element of nature reflect something back about your own nature? Remember again to relax your rational mind and see if you can really listen with your heart and your body. Spending time in nature is a powerful way to tap into your creativity and imagination. As you continue to hang out here, see if anything comes alive in you. Maybe you just simply feel more energized or peaceful. Maybe the words to a poem start to work their way into your consciousness. Or maybe you feel moved to dance in the warmth of the sunlight. Perhaps you're inspired to create a mandala of golden leaves and pine needles. Follow whatever comes, and if nothing does, that's okay. Just see if you can stay present and curious about the space around you. Take as long as you'd like with this meditation. Maybe this is a place you want to return to frequently in order to stay connected to a feeling you enjoy here or a creative aspect of yourself that you want to continue to cultivate. I personally have a spot in the Redwoods that I visit weekly as a way to connect with the earth and revitalize myself after a long week of clients. The tall trees and deep silence of this natural landscape are so enchanting to me that I can't help but slow down, take deep breaths, and tune into my senses. When I spend time here, I always feel more whole and connected with my own true nature, my purpose, and my passion. I hope that this meditation inspires you to return to your connection with the earth and helps you remember a lost part of yourself or discover something new about your own nature. Continue to use this meditation as a guide until you feel comfortable exploring on your own using the practices you've learned here. Be well and remember to pause, breathe, and love yourself. Until next time, this is Sige.